Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and we're joined today by Dave Johnson and Don Cron with the Marion County Community Foundation, talking about the 2014 grant winners. Thanks for joining us today, and could you talk a bit about the process?
Our group met in May and determined our 2014 grants.
Can you give us an example of some of the things that were awarded or some of the types of projects that we're kind of looking at?
A couple of things are a little bit out of the ordinary this year. One is that both the Bussey area and Knoxville Fire Department and rescue squads applied for funds for ice rescue suits. Well, we thought that was a good application. We didn't see any reason why they couldn't share those suits. So we are a county-wide organization. We like to promote all areas of the county. And so we awarded that grant sort of to both of them and that they share those suits. Another grant that we made this year was to the Knoxville Public Library for a brand new program that sort of caught the board's attention. Mm-hmm. We like to promote the arts. That's one of our stated goals.
Sure.
And the library came up with an idea for musical instrument loans. So many children that want to be in the band at school can't afford either to rent an instrument or buy one. And so we awarded $5,000 to the Knoxville Public Library for a musical instrument loan program. And we think that's kind of neat.
Wow. Does anywhere else do that? I've not heard of that before.
No one on the board had heard of it either, and that's one reason that we liked it. We like to see innovation, thinking outside the box, new ideas. That's what we want to promote. We're anxious to see how it goes.
Sure.
I might also mention what we call the mini grants.
Okay.
We give to each public school system in the county. We give $5,000 to Knoxville and Pella, $4,000 each to Pleasantville, Melcher Dallas, and Twin Cedars. That school system is to use those grants. They are to create their own committee and put out applications within the school system for teachers, students, to make an application within the system. And then that committee of school people awards that money and grants within the school.
So a teacher could have a project that they want to complete, or a group of students maybe has a something that they want to see happen. That kind of how that works?
Yes. And again, we like them to be innovative.
What's the next step?
The next step is for the people to use the grants for the purpose which they applied, then to report back to us. We plan to have a meeting, I think maybe in August. Is that right, Don?
That's right.
To get numerous of the grant recipients together and sort of publicly explain what they did, how they used their money.
Okay. How many awardees are there this year?
There were 44 grants passed out. There were 62 grants submitted to us. Those 62 grants requested about $252,000 worth of funding, and we granted about $130,000 worth toward those projects.
Is there anything else that you can think of that you'd like our listeners to know about this program or anything else?
I mentioned earlier that the board represents the whole county, and we have 9 members on the board, 3 from the Knoxville area, 3 from the Pella area, 1 each from Twin Cedars, Pleasantville, and Melcher Dallas areas. Some of our original board members who've served 9 or 10 years are having their terms expire this year, so we'll need new board members. It's kind of fun to give out money. That's, of course, not the only part of the job, but we do receive our funding mostly from gambling money. gambling places are required by state law to distribute a percentage for charitable purposes.
Okay.
We benefit from that, but we also encourage and accept donations.
Very good. Thank you both for your time today.
Thank you.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guests, Dave Johnson and Don Cron with the Marion County Community Foundation, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.